Well, welcome to everybody this morning, and it's good that it is warm in here because Bob was down earlier on, got the heaters on, so thank you.
Fine, no problem.
Especially after being out late last night.
Yeah.
Some of us had been out to Mamma Mia last night, so and enjoyed the show, and I often find when you go to a show like that, you really appreciate how God has made us and given people talents and able to express themselves in lots of different ways, aren't they? And singing and acting and that and being able to express emotion. And you know, a lot of good music is actually birthed in real life experiences. People are inspired to write poetry and lyrics and music from their own experiences. And often when music comes from that sort of base, it affects other people in a very deep way, doesn't it? Because you know, you can feel that experience behind the words and behind the music. And you know, the Psalms are people's experiences of God. And that's why they often touch our hearts so much, because we can relate to what's written to there. We can relate to what the person has been going through, and they give sometimes words to our emotions so that we can have them released and speak them out. And so I just want to share with you a short psalm this morning as we come to worship God, Psalm 130. And since everybody else is using the message at the moment, just beside, oh no, Doug's got moved on to something else, hasn't he? Doesn't he? But
I'll
use that version this morning. So Psalm 130, a pilgrim song. Help God, the bottom has fallen out of my life. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard, open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I pray to God, my life a prayer, and wait for what he'll say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning, waiting and watching till morning. O Israel, wait and watch for God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. No doubt about it, he'll redeem Israel, buy back Israel from captivity to sin. So this morning, let's come and wait on our Lord and trust in him. We'll begin by singing, We Believe in God the Father.
Thank you.
Let's join together on prayer. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you that your name is above all names, that it is you that we can come to for help in our time of need. We can run to you for understanding, for wisdom, for forgiveness, because we know that we can trust you as you have shown your love for us in the past and on the cross. Thank you. Name above all names, we come before you to worship you this morning with all our hearts. Often, though, Lord, we wait until there are no more options before we come to you. We confess our arrogance. Sometimes we think we're not important enough for you to care. We confess that we don't trust your love for us. Please forgive us. Sometimes we consider ourselves too busy to stop and spend time or a moment before you. We understand you are never too busy for us. You have placed your spirit in our hearts, ready to minister to us always. Thank you, Father. This morning, Father, we stand before you, ready to listen, ready to enjoy your presence, ready to appreciate each other as you've created each one of us, and we need each other. Together we stand ready to worship together this morning before you. Thank you, Father. We invite you to be here with us now, in Jesus' name. Right. Amen. Good to be reminded of how incredibly great God is, isn't it? I'm sure that we need to do it more than once a week, but at least we do it once a week when we come together. I have some more notices here since Judy and Steve are away. There won't have been the electronic version going around. I had brief communications by email with Judy. Unfortunately, she's not just on top of the world, and it was raining over there, and I was saying, I hope you're enjoying the warmth and in Perth and things, but it was raining, and she's still got the flu a bit and things like that, so I'm sure they would appreciate your prayers too. She said Steve was working on his vehicle and he was happy, so that was all right. Andrew and Kate Ewer are home for a short break and will be speaking at the Wyndham Evangelical Church this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. That'll be tonight. So that's if you're keen to catch up with them, that would be good. Women's Fellowship is supplying morning and afternoon teas and suppers at Women's Camp at Camp Columba for the weekend of August the 25th, 26th and 27th. There are 65 people coming to that, so that's a reasonable effort of supplying afternoon teas and suppers for that, so I'm sure people would, Women's Fellowship would appreciate some help there. And we pray for that too, the effectiveness of that camp. Any help with breaking will be kindly appreciated. So the baking and things needs to be with either Cynthia or Greta, and I've got their phone numbers here, by lunchtime on Friday, August the 25th. And there's going to be a list put around at church today, is there? Yep. Right. And Women's Fellowship will meet at Sharon and Jeff Nicholson's home Thursday 17th at 2 p.m. There will be a quiz. And then we have, of course, lunch for people to stay for after service today, and the AGM is on the 23rd. So I think anybody else got any other notices from Shea? That's good.
What time and where is the AGM?
That's, you put me on the spot, but I think it's at 7:30 at Waikaka, I think. I'm not wrong. So I better just check that. We'll have to see what the what Judy's put in the notices. I haven't got them written for.
I don't think there has been a time and place.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. Oh, well, thanks for getting on to that, Hamish. But that's where, Doug's agreeing with me, that's where it should be. Yep, so that's all the notices. Have we got any birthdays today or things we should be celebrating? Yes, there is.
7 years ago today, I woke up as a Grim and I went to bed as a Gardeau.
Oh, I see. Very good. Was it yesterday or today?
Today.
Today is the day, right. Very good. Congratulations to you both. Yeah, right. And we're seeing in the paper this week too, Laura's receiving her gold Duke of Ed. So, will she have it already?
Yesterday.
So that's really excellent. And it's a wonderful occasion to get it presented at Government House too.
Ivan Elder's 99th birthday yesterday.
Oh, so he is not, yeah.
And he made a really good speech.
He's going well, yeah. Oh, that's good. Obviously there were a few around to celebrate it with him.
Yes, there was a rally,
something. Yes. His parents'
cousin.
Yes, yeah. No, so that's excellent. Well, we'll just pray for these folk and... Father, thank you that we have things to celebrate in life. We have marriage. We have the birth of new life. We have achievement in, with Laura. And Father, we just thank you for that we can give thanks for these this morning. We pray your blessing on each one of these people, on Ivan, on Esther, and Peter, and Laura this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And we'll sing the celebration song. Yeah. And as part of our worship this morning, I invite you to share your gifts and we'll take up the offering. Yeah. We thank you that you remind us that we're to share all of our life with you and with each other. And we bring these practical gifts to you this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless them, that you would use them to your glory and honour and for the help of others. In Jesus' name, amen.